Mr. President, the Council has before it my special report on recent events in Cyprus contained in document S/11624, which deals in particular with the talks between Mr. Clearides and Mr. Denktash on the substance of the Cyprus problem and with the developments which led to the announcement on 13th February 1975 by the Turkish Cypriot leadership. As members of the Council are aware, I had the opportunity to discuss the current Cyprus situation with Turkish and Greek leaders in Ankara and Athens on the 19th of February, in other words, this last Wednesday. The object of these visits was to get a first-hand impression of the views of the two governments on the present state of affairs and to examine ways in which progress might be made out of the present impasse towards a peaceful and lasting settlement. In particular, I took the opportunity to discuss the possibility of new approaches to the negotiating process and the conditions required for such approaches to have a chance of success. Needless to say, the position of the government of Cyprus and of the two communities in the island were foremost in my mind during my talks in Ankara and Athens. The leaders in both capitals gave me a comprehensive statement of their views on the current situation in Cyprus, and their representatives here in the meetings of the Security Council have given the members a full account of these views. I shall therefore confine myself in this statement to my own general conclusions. In the first place, I wish to emphasize the great seriousness of the risks to peace and security in the Eastern Mediterranean, which the Cyprus situation represents, as long as no progress is made in resolving it along the lines laid down in the appropriate United Nations resolutions, especially General Assembly Resolution 3212, which was endorsed by Security Council Resolution 365. The suffering of the people of Cyprus can only reinforce the gravity of this situation. It is the duty of the Council, therefore, as well as of the parties directly concerned, to exert all possible efforts to ensure that real and timely progress is made towards a lasting settlement. Let me here say in all frankness that one of the main impressions I have gained in recent days is the expectation of the parties concerned and of the world in general that the United Nations can and should shoulder its responsibilities in this matter. Indeed, the Cyprus problem represents a crucial test of the effectiveness and credibility of our organization. It is, of course, up to this Council to decide how best to deal with the present situation, to regain momentum towards a peaceful settlement, and to decide on the procedures required to achieve these aims. Needless to say, the good offices of the Secretary General and his special representative are available, as they have always been, to assist in the efforts of the parties themselves and of the Council. Mr. President, as members of the Council know, I have attached great importance to the talks between Mr. Clearides and Mr. Denktash, the negotiators for the two communities in Cyprus. These talks began during my visit to Cyprus last August, dealing first with humanitarian questions and later taking up political questions also. As a result of recent developments described in my report, these talks are now suspended. These developments have created a new and tense situation because there is now a vacuum which can all too easily be filled by renewed violence. I still believe that the talks between Mr. Clarides and Mr. Denktash in the presence of my special representative could provide a basis for progress, although I fully recognize the need for a new and fresh approach to the negotiating process. The success of such a new approach inevitably depends upon creating and maintaining the conditions in which all parties are prepared to agree to participate. I discussed this problem in some detail during my talks in Ankara and Athens and suggested some new possibilities which might make the resumption of the negotiating process possible. As members of the Council are well aware, there are very great differences between the parties on matters of substance, which are reflected in disagreements over procedure. It is obvious that flexibility and a willingness to make concessions and to avoid unilateral actions are of the utmost importance if any progress is to be made. I have done my best in my recent talks to urge the necessity of such an attitude on all sides and to suggest ways in which a better atmosphere for serious negotiation might be created. With the same end in view, I have conveyed to the leaders in each capital the main points made to me in the other, in the hope of reducing at least some of the differences between them. Despite their basic differences, I believe that there is a desire in both capitals to find peaceful solutions to their mutual difficulties and a keen realization of the dangers of a failure to do so, which are not confined to Cyprus alone. I do not have to stress here what a further deterioration of the situation in Cyprus could mean for international peace and security. I am sure that desire for a peaceful solution is shared by the leaders and the people of Cyprus. It is on this basis that we must build. Peaceful settlement is an urgent necessity if we are to avoid further tragedies and disasters, and it is to that end that our best efforts must be made. It seems to me that the best way to attain this end is for the parties to make renewed and sincere efforts for the full and speedy implementation of General Assembly Resolution 3212 and Security Council Resolution 365, and as a part of that endeavor to find ways of reactivating the negotiating process on a new agreed basis. Obviously, any solution must be based on the sovereignty, independence, territorial integrity, and non-alignment of the Republic of Cyprus as stipulated in the General Assembly resolution. I do not believe, Mr. President, that it would be appropriate for me to enter into greater detail at this stage. I would merely wish to repeat that it is vitally important to create as soon as possible the conditions in which meaningful negotiations for a settlement can proceed. I earnestly hope that the deliberations of the Council will be helpful in attaining this objective. I thank you, Mr. President.